All these things. And if you don't remember, what will you do then? You will be singing. What will you be singing? Hawa mein udta jaye mera fail aur mera file. Ho ji. All these will fly over you. Huh? The file will fly, the fail will fly. Okay, ready? Hawa mein udta jaye mera fail aur mera file. Ho ji. Idhar udhar lehraye mera mudaf mudafile hi. Idhar udhar lehraye mera mudaf aur mudafile hi. Ho ji. This you will be singing then. But we don't want you to sing this, brother. Inshallah. Jazakumullahu khair.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa azwajihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd fa'audhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlu luktatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Rabbi zidni ilman ajma'in inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase in all of us knowledge. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Harf chair?
Ism majrur.
MashaAllah. Harf chair? Ism majrur. Inshallah. We'll remember. Now, brothers and sisters, we are doing lesson number 19. Adasu Tasiya Ashara. Now, in this lesson, Dr. Sahib, Dr. Abdurrahim, will introduce to us the numbers for the first time. But they will come in groups. In this lesson, we are only learning up to 10. Okay. And then in book 2, in the beginning, we will learn from 11 to 19. And then at the end of book 2, we have lesson number 24, I believe. in which all the numbers are given. But because numbers are something that one has to use it all the time to get familiar with it, you know. So if you do not get it right away, don't worry. Just don't worry. It will come to you slowly, slowly. You know, we are here from different countries. This is very funny. We are here from different countries. We speak so many languages. Even I can speak Gujarati, Kachi, and Urdu little, you know, and English, of course. We all went to school. So sometimes I can speak to someone in Gujarati. And especially people from South Africa, they can speak both Gujarati and Kachi. And even from East Africa, they can speak those two languages because they went from India, from these provinces, to settle in Africa. So I have this brother, a very wonderful brother. He speaks to me in Gujarati. But when I count in Gujarati, he said, don't count, because I don't understand numbers in Gujarati. No, he speaks Gujarati, but when it comes to numbers, he's totally lost. So then, you know, I then start counting in English. So I was, you know, thinking about this. I said, he can speak the language, but he cannot count in the language. That's very strange, you know. But I guess it's a practice. If we don't have enough practice, sometimes we don't understand the counting. So here also, brothers and sisters, we are learning the counting. Inshallah, you will understand. But if you sometimes are slow in understanding this concept, it shouldn't worry you. By reading more often, whole thing will inshallah come to you. And if you happen to go to Middle East, brothers and sisters, and if you hear it around you, you'll pick it up very fast, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, I have divided the numbers in these groups, you know, for us to understand. Group number one is 1 and 2. I have put them in a separate group because the numbers behave differently in 1 and 2. Then 3 to 10, this is another group. And then 11 to 19, which we will study in book 2, in the early part of book 2. And then from 20 to 99, that's another group. And then from 100 and up, that is a separate group. So there are minor changes taking place when we start counting from 3 to 10, from 11 to 19, from 20 to 99, there are some changes taking place from 100 and up. And we will note them, we will observe them, inshallah. What about 1 and 2? But that these two numbers are always adjectives. They are not. Huh? Always not. That is why I wrote them in red. Kalamun wahidun. One pen. So here, kalamun is man'ut and wahidun is thinnat. The same way, kalamani ifnani. Two pens. But remember, brothers and sisters, ifnani, that Hamza is Hamzatul Wasal. Huh? We have to remember that. So you will say Kalama Nisnani. Kalama Nisnani. But for emphasis, sometimes we say Kalamani. Then you pause and you say Ifnani. It's okay, brothers and sisters. Sometimes you will only say Kalamani. And that gives you the idea of two. But in order to emphasize more, then we say Ifnani. But if you did not use this nani, still the kalamani conveys the idea that it is two. Okay, brother? And then we come to number 3 to 10. This is the main part of our study. Because here the numbers undergo major change, brother and sister. In English also you'll say 3 pens, 4 books, 5 chairs. You are using plural. Remember, 3 pens, 4 books. Still, the books and pens and chairs and students, we are using them as a plural. Same thing comes here, okay? But if you see the construction of the sentence, if you see it, okay, we observe that this construction looks very familiar. Huh? This construction looks like it is mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. And that is correct. The construction is mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Because I can see kasra, which means mudaf ilayhi is majroor. And it is majroor. Mudaf ilayhi is always majroor. And it is majroor. And we have here thalathatu. Are you with me? Salasatu, there is no al, there is no tanween, because mudaf does not have al and tanween. Okay? And then we have single dhamma. Now this single dhamma can be single fata and it can be single kasra depending on the use of the noun in the sentence. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So, salasatu kutubin. What do you say, salasatu kutubin? Literally, if I translate, three of books. See, I am using of just to emphasize mudaf mudaf ilayhi. Then I say, four of pens. Four of pens. Mudaf mudaf ilayhi. And I say, five of students. But we don't use of, we say three books, four pens, five students, but the construction is of mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Sahi? Now, what would you call this? The mudaf is called al-adadu, because it is the number. Okay, and then what is the mudaf ilayhi? It's a noun. And what is this called? Ma'dud. Are you with me? Ma'dud. It is called Ma'dud. Ma'dud. It is called Ma'dud. Means things counted. Okay? And even if you say three books, three is the number and books is the noun which is being counted. Three books is this thing which is being counted. If I say four pens, the pens is what we are counting. You know, thing which is being counted. Okay. So we will remember this part. Adad and Ma'dud. Adad is number. Ma'dud is the thing counted. Because this will help us later on in understanding a little bit deeper, inshallah. So this is it, brother. Okay. From 3 to 10, it is in the construction of mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. The number is mudaf and the thing counted is mudaf ilayhi. But thing counted comes in plural. It comes in plural. As you can see, kutubin, aklamin, tulabin, these are all plurals. Now very important thing to note is that when the thing counted, is mudhakkar, the number gets ta marbuta, becomes feminine. Are you with me? Do you see? When the thing counted is mudhakkar, then the number got ta marbuta. It became oneness. So this is what we have to keep it in mind. Whenever the thing counted will be mudhakkar, the number will change into oneness. And it will be vice versa. If the thing counted is muannas, the number will become muzakkar. Just to give you an example that is coming in the next lesson, we say khamsatu tullabin. Now I want to count female students. So what is the plural of female students? Talibatun. What is it? Talibatun. But I will make it mudafilehi. It will become talibatin. Mudafilehi. Okay? So I will write down here. Khamsu talibatin. Here I had khamsatu. And here khamsu. Why? Because the ma'dud is mu'annas. So the number will become muzakkar. Are you with me? In the beginning, it may seem like a little complicated, but we get used to it, inshallah. Are you with me, Sister Salma? So, see, again, I admire Dr. Abdurrahim, because in this lesson, it's only muzakkar. If the both were mixed together, brother, then the lesson can become very difficult to absorb. So, like lesson number 19 is all muzakkar. Lesson number 20, muannas will come. So, inshallah, we will get a good practice. And inshallah, brother, on Thursday, we will finish book one. We'll finish. And next Monday, we will start book two, inshallah. Okay? Now, in order to count 1 to 10, we have these numbers to bear in mind. And as you can see, the numbers are in oneness, especially from 3 to 10. Well, why are in oneness? Because we are assuming the thing counted is muzakkar. What is it? We are assuming the thing which are going to count is muzakkar. So that is why it is muannas. And because there is no mudaf ilayhi, so we bring tanween. Had it been mudaf ilayhi, there would not be any tanween. But now it comes as a number only on its own, so we can give tanween. So that is why you have salasatun. But in pronunciation we will say salasa. Salasa. Arba'a. Okay? So let us count three times this, brothers and sisters. Ready? Wahid, you will say wahid. Isnani. Salasa. Arba'a. خمسة ستة سبعة ثمانية تسعة عشرة. Now together, inshallah, we'll say. We will practice for the next 2-3 days. We'll keep this on the side, and just like our normal drill, we will practice this. Ready, brothers and sisters? واحد اثنان ثلاثة أربعة خمسة ستة سبعة ثمانية تسعة عشرة. Okay, one more time. واحد اثنان ثلاثة أربعة خمسة ستة سبعة ثمانية تسعة عشرة. Got the idea, brother and sister? Inshallah. Okay. Now, if I were to count from 3 to 10, only books, how will I do, brother and sister? Let's count. Salasatu kutubin, arba'atu kutubin, khamsatu kutubin, sittatu kutubin, sab'atu kutubin, thamaniyatu kutubin, Tesatu kutubin, asharatu kutubin. Got the idea? Let's count pens now. Let's start from number one, brothers and sisters. Ready? Kalamun wahidun, kalamani ithnani, salasatu aklamin, arbaatu aklamin, khamsatu aklamin, Sittatu aqlamin, sab'atu aqlamin, thamaniyatu aqlamin, tis'atu aqlamin, asharatu aqlamin. Now we count students, but from one. Talibun wahidun, talibani ithnani, thalathatu tullabin, arba'atu tullabin, khamsatu tullabin, sittatu tullabin, sab'atu tullabin, thamaniyatu tullabin, tis'atu tullabin, asharatu tullabin. Got the idea? Inshallah? Okay, very good brothers and sisters. Now we go to our main lesson. Al-Mudiru. Kam taliban jadidan fi faslika ya shaykhu. Brother, what is taliban? Tamiz. MashaAllah, we'll remember. Always singular. Mansu. Indefinite. That is our tamiz. What is jadidan? Naat. So how will you translate this? How many new students in your class, O Shaykh? O Shaykh, how many students are there in your class? We will say how many students are there in your class. Okay? What is the answer? Fihi. Huh? Fihi. What is fihi, brothers and sisters? Jar majru. So Shibu Jumla came in the beginning as a khabar. Okay, brother, I got my khabar, then where is the mubtada? Asharatu only. Asharatu is your mubtada. Wahua mudaf. And then tullabin mudafilehi. And do you see jududin? It matches tullabin in number and in gender and in construction of indefinite. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So jududin is the naat. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Mudir says, من أينهم؟ من أينهم؟ Where are they from? أكلهم من بلد واحد. If I remove brothers and sisters from there, then the sentence is كلهم من بلد واحد. So what is kullu? Kul mubtada. Wahua mudaf. And whom? Mudafili. Kullu will most of the time come as a mudaf. Remember? Allahu ala kulli shay'in. Kulli shay'in. Okay? Qadirun. Okay? So kulluhum is your, kullu is your mubtada. Wahua mudaf. And hum mudaf ilayhi min harjar baladin ism majrur. Char majrur, shibu jumla, khabar. And what is wahidin? Naat. See? Baladun wahidun. Baladin wahidin. Naat has to follow the manut. Okay? MashaAllah. La. Hum. Min biladin mukhtalifatin. Brothers and sisters, what is hum? Mubtada. And where is our khabar? Min biladin. Jar majrur, shibu jumla khabar. Din mukhtalifatin. See? Naat manut. Min hum. Now, brothers and sisters, this is your jar majrur, shibu jumla khabar. Min hum. Salasatu is your mubtada. Are you with me? Salasatu tullabin. So look at now the beauty of Dr. Abdul Rahim's explanation. He will bring all these numbers in front of us. Salasatu tullabin. So he is making us count now. Three students, milas, Filippini, from Philippines. Wa arba'atu tulabin. See? Salasatu tulabin. Now, arba'atu tulabin. Min al-Yabani. Are you with me? Wa talibani. No, he did not say talibani ethnani. Because talibani conveys the meaning of two, so it is not necessary to use ethnani. And if you use ethnani, then it is for emphasis. But it is coming as an art then. Wa talibani min as-Sini. And two students from China. Wa talibun wahidun. Not manut, talibun wahidun min Malaysia. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Alhamdulillah. Huh? Alhamdulillah. Afi faslika tulabun min America. Are there in your classroom students from America? Naam. Fihi jar majrur shubh jumla khabar sab'atu mubtada mudaf and then tulabin mudaf ilayhi min America, of course jar majrur. So sab'atu tulabin min America, there are 9 students from America. Ahum jududun, are they new? La hum kudama. So kudama is a plural of kadimun. Kadimun, plural is kudama. Okay, mashallah. Kam taliban, taliban, brother and sister, tamiz. Because I am going to repeat this and you will, inshallah, become expert. Kam taliban fihi, in the classroom, min Urubba, Urubba, from Europe. Fihi khamsatu tullabin min Inkaltarra, from England. Wa thamaniyatu tullabin. Now you see, fihi came, brothers and sisters. So where is our mubtada? Khamsatu. Wa huwa mudaf, and then mudaf ilayhi. Then ataf came. So what is thamaniyatu? Mautufun ala khamsatu. So everything will be mautufun ala khamsatu. Wa ataf came sittatu mautufun ala khamsa. Tullabin, okay, min Faransa. Wa tis'atu tullabin min Yugoslavia. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Al-Mudir. Shukran. Ya Shaykhu, Shukran. What is Shukran, brother and sister? It is Mansub. Why it is Mansub? Because it is Mafa'ulun Mutlaqun. Mafa'ulun Mutlaqun. I am only writing, not explaining you. Every time Mafa'ulun Mutlaq will come, I will write. So that you know there is something called Mafa'ulun Mutlaq. What is it? We will study, inshallah. Just write it down, brother. I have observed, brothers and sisters, that many students, you know, can identify it is maf'ulun mutlaq. The only thing is that why, how, we don't know yet, but we will study. So if you say jayidan, aidan, jayidan can be not, but aidan, aidan, you say all the time aidan, also, this is also maf'ulun mutlaq. Jayidan can come as a not. Okay, and also there is something else, brothers and sisters. If you say shukran, your answer is afwan. So afwan is also mafulun mutlaq. Then we will study. What is the English of mafulun mutlaq? absolute object. Absolute object. We are not studying it. Just, I want you to make a note of it, so that later on, inshallah, when we come to study it, it will become easy, inshallah. So, you got the idea, brothers and sisters? Now we come to next page, 106. Ikra waktu. Now this we understood, brother. Salasatu, what is salasatu? Al-adadu. It is the number. And it is mudaf. And what is tulabin? Al-ma'dud. The thing counted. And it is jama. And it is mudaf ilayhi. And it is plural. Then, if the ma'dud is mudakkar, the adad becomes mu'annas. We have to remember, brother. Ready? Salasatu tulabin, arba'atu tulabin, khamsatu tulabin, sittatu tulabin, sab'atu tulabin, thamaniyatu tulabin, tis'atu tulabin, ashratu tulabin. MashaAllah. Now, brothers and sisters, we read Ikra Waktub. If you have old book, there are no vowel signs. If you have new books, the vowel signs are there. Okay, but new books are meant for school children because they have so much to study, English, history, science, math and everything. So, this time, the books were specially formulated for them with vowel signs and pictures and everything. If you are comfortable with that new book, you can use the new book too, brothers and sisters. Ikra waktu. What is the first word, brother? Hindi. What is Hindi? Zarf and mudafilai. So it cannot be mubtada. I don't see any verb. So it is jumla ismiya. Okay. So where is our mubtada? Khamsa tu. Khamsa tu. And then kutubin. Wa salasatu. Akla min. Got the idea? How will you translate? I have 5 books and 3 pens. Okay. So khamsatu is your mubtada wa huwa mudaf. And kutubin mudaf ilayhi. And then ataf came. And what is salasatu? Ma'atufun ala khamsatu. Got the idea? Alhamdulillah. Yes. Now here again, brother, you should be ready. Khabar, in our simplest way, we said, comes in 5 kinds. What is the first kind? It is mufrad. One word. When it is one word, it is always marfu. Then it can come as a jar majrur shibu jumla. Then it can come as a zarf plus mudaf ilayhi. When you say zarf, it is a shibu jumla again. Zarf is a shibu jumla. And then we can say it can come as a jumla failure. It can come as a jumla failure. Muhammadun zahaba ilal masjid. Aminatu zahabat ilal masjid. Are you with me? So then Muhammad will become our mubtada and zahaba ilal masjid, jumla failure, came as a khabar. No, I'm not writing on board because we have done it so many times. So then jumla failure will have fi'l and fa'il, but the whole jumla will come as a khabar. And then we studied that a whole jumla ismiya can also come as a khabar. So this is something most of the students always found little difficult to digest. But we will try and inshallah simplify it even further. So here is a sentence, brother. Khalidun. Are you with me? Put a line after it. And forget it. Forget it now. There is no such thing as Khalidun. Forget it. Okay. Now what is the sentence? Lahu sittatu abna'in. So what is lahu? Jar majrur shibbu jumla khabar. Okay. So where is mubtada? Sittatu. Wa huwa mudaf. And then abna'in. Abna'in. Tanween proper. That is your mudaf ilayhi. So what is the sentence to say? Lahu sittatu abna'in. How will you translate, Sister Salma? Lahu has six children. Got the idea? Is it a complete sentence? Now let us call back Khalid. Bring the Khalid back. So what are we saying? Khalid, Mubtada. What is the news? He has six children. So he has six children is a complete sentence, came as a khabar for Khalid. Got the idea? Is it clear, brothers and sisters? This is the most simple way of, you know, understanding and explaining. So whenever Jumla Ismiya will come as a khabar, brothers and sisters, I will ask you to circle it with pencil. The whole Jumla, you should circle it with pencil. And Khalid, leave him alone with a line, separate him. So you see Khalid, Mubtada, leave it aside. Okay, now we have a Jumla. What is that Jumla? Lahu sittatu abna'in. Here is Mubtada and Khabar in the sentence. Sahih? Now, this sentence is connected to something. And that is Khalid. And that is our Mubtada. So this sentence now is our Jumla Ismiya coming as a Khabar. Is it clear, inshallah? It will become... Whenever there are sentences, we will point it out, inshallah. And then we are going to bring sentences from Quran to show you, inshallah. Kam ahan laka ya amina. Now remember, if you are asked laka, your answer will be li. Indaka, your answer will be indi. This is also easy, inshallah. Kam ahan laka ya amina. What is your answer? Li. What is li? Jar, majrur, shibbu, jumla, khabar. Where is our mubtada? Arba'atu. Wa huwa mudaf. And ikhwa, tin. Tin. Dun dan, din. Tin. Which is majrur. Okay. Mudaf ilayhi. Fil usbu'i, in the week. So what is fi? Harf shak, usbu'i, ism majrur, so it is jar majrur, shubu jumla, khabar, fil usbu'i, sab'atu ayyamin, sab'atu ayyamin. There are 7 days. Sab'atu is your mubtada wa huwa mudaf, and ayyamin is your mudaf ilayhi. Very good, brother. Kam riyalan indaka al-ana ya Ammar. How many riyals do you have now? What is the answer? Indi. So what is indi? Inda is your zarf. And then ya mutakallim mudaf ilayhi. Got the idea? See, indi is zarf. Shibu jumla khabar. Indi, zarf. Shibu jumla khabar. Okay? And then, do not say mudaf. When the zarf is there, please don't say mudaf. But the noun which is following zarf is mudaf ilayhi. Sahih? What is al-ana badasan? What is al-ana? Also zarf. Zarfu zaman. Adverb of time. What was in the adverb of place? Makan. It's, okay, fine, brothers and sisters. Indi al-ana samaniyatu riyalatin. Okay, so here Yes, Brother Abdul Salam.
Maybe it's Dar
Al-An.
Al-An.
Yes.
Maybe
Samaniyat. No. There are certain zarf like Al-Ana and Amsi and Huna, Hunaka, they will not have Mudafili.
Okay.
If there is a Mudafili, then only, we'll say Mudafili after zarf.
Not a general rule,
brother. But most of the time you'll see. Okay, brother? We go to the next sentence. Fi hadhal hayyi. Fi hadhal hayyi. Hayyi is your neighborhood. Huh? Okay. Or sabab. What is fi? Hadha. Hadha ism majrur. Ismu ishara. Ism majrur. It is ism majrur. Hadha here is majrur because of fi, huh? We know haza is mabni, doesn't have different vowel signs, but when fi came, now haza is majroor. Why? Fi came. Harf jar, ism majroor. Okay. And then what is al-hayyi? Badal. Al-badal, al-hayyi. Very good. Where is our, no, this is fi haza is jar majroor, shibu jumla, khabar. And what is this atuz? Sister Afsa, Mubtada. It is, what is it? Mubtada. Wahuwa Mudaf. And then, Buyutin Mudaf Ilehi. And then what is Jadidatin? Naat. Why Jadidatin, brother? Buyut is a Jama and Jadidatin is singular. Why? And it is Muannas. What is happening here? Kullu Jama Muannas. We treat all those plurals which are most of the time of things and which are most of the time broken. Broken plurals, they are treated as a singular feminine. That is why the Naat came as a Jadidatin. In other words, we considered Buyutin as a plural. It is plural, but we considered it as a Muannas singular. Huh? Are you with me? You didn't get it? What is buyut in plural? Okay. But then this is a plural of ghair akil. And also it is broken. Okay. So what do we do in Arabic? We consider that plural to be a singular muannas. What do we consider? What is our magic sentence? Kullu jama'in muannas. All jama'as are muannas. So if that buyutin we treat it as muannas, so the naat has to be muannas. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Did you get it? Huh? Inshallah. We will repeat and watch for it. When you see a plural and then followed by a naat which is singular and it is muannas, we watch for it to understand the treatment of the plurals in Arabic language, brothers and sisters.